We are joined now by Twin Cedars boys basketball coach Khalee Rodriguez as the Sabres finally got their first win of the season on Thursday. Khalee, let's just talk about that. Your first win, finally. It was an undermanned diagonal team, but you know, I'm sure the feeling wasn't any different.
No, it wasn't. The boys, like, we really needed, as me and you've talked, it's, you know, we're going in a lot of different directions. I know it's right, but it's just how long we're going to take there. And like we just talked off the air, diagonal, big shout out to them, because that was a very, very awesome place to play. They had the gym packed, and then the best part of it was just like how supportive the community was for that basketball team. And when we walked out of the gym, like all of the elementary school kids told all our boys, we had a great game, slapped fives. They were yelling at us, you know, be safe, Merry Christmas on the way to the bus. That was really, really cool. As far as basketball-wise last night, hopefully the boys understand what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get on a run. I'm trying to push tempo. I'm trying to be physical. And I'm thinking it's starting to click. And if we can, you know, carry a little bit of momentum, you know, a win's a win. And hopefully it'll get us to, like, hey, we understand things are going better. You know, it's not the same as last year. Hopefully it could put us in a pretty good stretch going forward, because our January, the beginning of it, is pretty tough. I think we're like looking at 10 games in like 15 days. That's just how our schedule works out when we get back from the break.
Well, let's, you know, kind of talk about what you see as improvement, you know, with here in the last couple of weeks. What are you seeing that you told me in an earlier interview, we're going fast, but yet we're not quite finishing how we're supposed to. Is that starting to come around?
Yeah, you know, so some of the issues were, is I think we've talked about it before, with Twin Cedars not traditionally being a basketball school. So there was things that I've coached and gone to other places I've taken for granted. Like, I want to rip out the rim and go. And I was, like we talked before, I'm giving them 10 seconds to get, you know, inside the three-point line from each court. But they were taking it as 10 seconds to get into offense. When I was like, no, I'm taking it 10 seconds to get a guy, you know, corner, wing, rim run. And we finally, that's kind of clicked, and it was really good last night. I still don't know if we really know how to take stats, but the way we were moving the ball, I'd say we had a lot of hockey assists last night. We had a lot of one to the next guy swing plus, and it looked really good. Like, we got out, we hit the head man, he threw it back, and then we hit the guy cutting it down lane. It was really, really nice. Hopefully that's something we can continue on. We've been, the point of emphasis in practice has really just been, hey, filling lanes, and know that if you hit the corner, that it's okay to hit the trailer for a knockdown or hit the trailer to jump back into the post. So we've been doing a lot more of that. And I think the biggest difference has been, and I was stubborn because me and you talked about how I was like, man, we're going to play man, we're going to play pack line, I'm going to smash in the middle, nobody's going to get in. Just from their experience with, you know, consistent 2-3 zone over the couple years and just playing it but not super aggressive, what I wanted to do really wasn't working. So we switched into a 1-2-2, which looks identically to what my pack line looks like. The only difference is it's a zone. I call it a zone, and they feel very comfortable. They for some reason, really like the term zone, and yet now they're flying around, and they're rotating, and they're pushing, and we've got weak side guy dropping. But when we were in man, we were a boss. And it was the same exact concept. Not concept, because, you know, in zone, you actually have an area, but you were in the same spots if you rotate. Like, if you rotate it correctly, you got a guy as your low man, you got a guy as your X man, you got a guy on ball, guy in gap, guy in help. And now it's the exact same thing, but because it's like the zone, they're like all over it, and it looks really good. So I think the switch to zone has been really huge for them. It was a big plus when we played Seymour. It was really solid last night. And it doesn't take away from like Holden, Roberts, or Dallas Smith's ability to rebound. So it seems to be we're going in the right direction, and, you know, going to get a little bit of a break, because we have had that long travel schedule. But then right when we get back, we're back to travel a whole bunch, because like we talked before, we only have 4 home games. We've already played one of them, so only got 3 left.
You know, talking to Twin Cedars boys basketball coach Khalee Rodriguez on KNIA Carvalho and Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. So what is the plan for the holidays for the team, you know, as far as practice versus time off for them the next couple weeks?
So me and my coach are both going back home. So I'm going back to L.A. from the 26th to New Year's. And then right that, we'll get back into practice. So I'm going to give him a week off. Coach DeGeese is going to run some open gyms. So the boys are going to go there shoot around. So it's probably just shoot around. So they get back to work on New Year's. We're going to be doing a lot more of, like I said, making sure we're getting out in outlets and getting out and watching tape. We do a lot of tape, and it's only like a quarter here, mainly to see what we're working on. We need to work on it for, you know, us to have a game plan of what we're seeing like everybody else is doing. But I did tell the boys if they finished the year strong, which we did, and they're super excited, we're going to have a pizza party tonight. I did tell them we were going to do tamales and, you know, make them up, me and my wife, and we were going to make them as a team. But I just, guys, it's been really long week. I got two little ones. That tamales is not happening. We got to do pizza. They're very excited for that. I'm bummed because I love tamales when me and my wife make them, but I could not muster up the energy to make them because they take the time. And the boys were not bummed because everybody loves pizza. Who don't love pizza? So well, right now we're doing solid.
And it's a team bonding thing too. So, you know, you're not bouncing the basketballs. You're just kind of letting the hair down, so to speak, and having fun with that.
Yeah, we just put Christmas lights up in the locker room. The boys were all excited. I told the boys, if we put those lights up, we don't lose again. The lights ain't coming down the next year. They started laughing. I was like, if it took us putting the lights up, we're going to put the lights up before every year. Those lights won't come down. So we did that, and they keep falling down. So we had to go buy some hooks because we tried electrical tape. Apparently, that didn't work. So we went and bought some 3M hooks, and we're going to hook the rest of the lights up. So the boys are having a good time. Like I said, spirits have been really good. It's just, we've talked before, W's always make you feel better. And like I said, big shout out to Diagonal. They're gonna have a really good program. I know the coach is saying they've got 5 freshmen. They're gonna be real tough in a couple years if he's able to keep all of them healthy. It's a pretty solid team. You know, he's got some good bones there. It's just, you know, he's very undermanned, but it was a pleasure to play there. And I'm just glad that we did get a W, but like I said, they're gonna be pretty solid going down here in the future.
Well, you have fun out in California for the few days, and we'll talk to you in January.
Oh, thank you so much, brother. You have a safe holidays.
That's Khalid Rodriguez, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach. More after this on 92.1 KRLS.